Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha e komo mai, this is Lana, welcoming you to another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Aloha. This week's spiritual message is all about the opening energies, their expression in growth of opportunities within you and around you. Spirits have been called. A long closed doorway is opened. The interaction of excitement and pleasure brings opportunity closer. As we, the tribes of earth peoples, make ready for the coming new earth, the movement you are sensing is that we are all riding the wave of eternal transformation. The gifts of body, mind, and spirit that you have withheld from yourself, tribe, and family are now ready to be released. Released into new ways of thinking and being. You have, with conscious and unconscious intent, been waiting for just the right time, or hoping there would be a right time, tribe of fellows, and place of safety to express what has been building up inside you. The fear of rejection now doesn't matter. It's not about how or by whom you will be received. Reception lies in spirit, not in your tribe, family, or relationship. By moving forward without self-judgment, you will be embraced. And in this embrace is the love, peace of mind, and abundance that you have desired. Reflect for a moment and see that through doubt and suffering, you now deserve it. These times are beneficial. It is a cycle of growth and good fortune. It is not the time to sit back and do nothing. Be prepared as opportunity comes your way to move with integrity to seize the moment. Preparation in this case is finding stillness. By doing this, you will have positive advancement in all creative and relationship matters. The action now, in order to receive, is to move out into the world and spread joy, bring pleasure, and share the gifts you have received from the divine. Encourage others to join with you in a symphony of loving support. This will lead to plentitude for all concerned. Work together with your choice of like-minded individuals in your tribe, business, and circle of friends. Take the time to point out their best qualities and the attributes they may have forgotten, taken for granted, or have yet to discover. Be the teacher and teach love. It is in this action that you will be available to receive what has long been desired. There will be many opportunities in this coming cycle. Some will be presented as challenges to overcome or to move through, while others are coming toward you and match your rhythm and frequency. You are now prepared to penetrate into the heart of the matter. Your heart and what matters to you. Mindful penetration brings action, and you are ready. It will be of benefit to proceed in concert with others in your circle and in your tribe. Coming now is a new relationship or business opportunity that is beginning to open. This time, it wears a very different costume than what has been presented to you in the past. Open the heart of the warrior you have hidden out of fear of discovery and rejection, and freely nurture it with basic elemental truth. The truth you have seen through the eyes and ears of your inner voice of wisdom. Be cautious not to get intoxicated by this new opportunity. Be still and in your truth. Communication with tribe, family, business associates, and your inner creative self are all enhanced now and made easy while you listen and are fully alert. Enter into the depth of open conversation. This will feed you now as never before, which is why it is so important that you move with others, not individually. The blending of intellect, happiness, and spirituality will not be found in isolation. It will not be of benefit to isolate and confine the aspects of your true self. As you release and trust to what you find as a joyous, sensual, and stimulating, by combining these components, you will bring others together and accomplish great things together. Identify your community. Seek who it is in your tribe of fellows that will join or follow you on the good road to completion and compassion. Once found, inspire their movement, point out their talents, and be supportive. Such combining and nurturing will create a link of minds and hearts that can achieve and bring into reality what is needed for the betterment of yourself and the world around you. As we move with enhanced understanding and acceptance toward the greater good. Trying to go it alone at this point would be an error and would only produce a minuscule part of the greater whole that awaits you. It is the penetration into your own resistance that will reveal many of life's mysteries, which will be shown to you and will be surprisingly clear and simple to understand. In doing this, you will be able to reach inside and move past the old tired programming of ego, birth, family, school, church, and state that would hinder you with guilt, shame, and blame. If you allow it to, this can be a turnaround time in your basic psychology and physiology. The elixir for you in these times will come from the sharing of joy through excitement about what is in your view and what lies ahead. The aspects of your persona that have been unexpressed are no longer your potential. They are your reality. These deeply held gems of self-expression are rising and ready to unleash their powerful and glorious patterns of self-worth and confidence. Encourage communication and the sharing of ideas and theories, no matter how far out of the box they may seem. And speak up when you feel or see that truth is being hidden. Nurture shared ideas. It's in this way the shift will be made ecologically, financially, spiritually, and emotionally. And thus will clear the way for this coming new golden age where we can all live together in peace and share the blessings of these auspicious times. You no longer have to wait for love and abundance to find you. Open your eyes to see and your ears to listen. The truth now is you are found. It is the time to disassociate yourself from any worries, negative situations, or people. Problems or difficulties, once seen and confronted, will float away like the morning mists on the lake of your dreams and desires. There is peace now with the ego. The negative voice of judgment is quiet. Move into stillness now to listen to the inner voice of your loving heart. You can do it now. You are aligned with your intent, integrity, and compassion. Spirit is watching, and Spirit is pleased. Have a great week, everyone. Aloha ke akua.
He hawa I a kea, o oi he huli lau, he manawa kūpono I ka o pili a ka ua. Ua hoki mai kalani, kalani puaka a, no I ka mea na o ka poli. No ale no e launa ole kounani ke kilohi aku au ho olai ka e makaka ua tuahine nui e hamaeloko ine I apu uai mauno ke aloha I ka poli no ale no e ho I ke aku o e I ke au ho ke akua na bua ona ona ikawele lek maha o oi hi kamana oi kaulu ehi vehi o pili ke aloha o ka poli no ale no e he akumako he hawai i a kea he manawa kūpono i ka hopo pili a ka ua ua hoki mai ka lani ka lani kua ka a noho i ka mehana o ka poli noho ale noho e noho ale noho e. Mehe vai maka o ka lani e aloha aku, aloha mai, aloha e. Ka lani ake a ka lani ha, mai u ka ke kai o luma. Aloha aku, aloha mai, aloha e. E ia no
Aonu anu Hallelujah.